I know you held yesterday a virtual video conference with some of your season's ticket holders from around the league. Where do things stand as we sit here today, Thursday, May the 21st, for the 2020 CFL season?
Well, I was just listening to your update, and I think we can all safely say that where they stand is that pretty much like every other sport, everything is being investigated. And I think you've reported correctly that we're still faced with the reality that there are, you know, more questions than answers. You know, we don't know what direction, you know, federal health officials will give us because there's a, you know, there's still some time. What we do know is that three of our CFL cities, Montreal, Calgary, and Vancouver, are not going to allow, you know, sports to be played until at least the end of August. So that we know. But again, what we're going to do is keep marching towards the information gathering and talking to, you know, federal, provincial health officials and try to figure this thing out.
Do you have a drop dead day on when the season can resume, if anything, or worst case scenario, if you do have to cancel next year?
You know, we haven't set that kind of date yet. I think what we're really more thinking is a continuum of information. So at some point we will have enough information to make a decision, or acknowledge that we won't have enough information from which to proceed. But we haven't set that onto a calendar.
Randy Ambrosi is the commissioner of the CFL, and he's with us on Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Not so much a drop dead date, Randy, but the fact that I'm sure you're in constant communication with government officials, particularly at the federal level, because the border, as we know, with the United States is closed, and there are a lot of American players who are going to need to get north if the league at some point is to reopen. What do some of those discussions sound like? What are some of the topics you cover? Quarantine, testing, etc. Because I would imagine if you're going to get a season started, there are going to have to be training camps which would follow a quarantine. There would be the necessary testing, etc., etc., etc. The pressure point date, I would imagine, even for like a September start, is much, much closer, given everything I just laid out, than we would think.
Yeah, I think you've actually, you know, laid out most of the conversation we're having across the board. You know, it is correct. The issues are, you know, what kind of quarantine period? When will the border reopen? Under what terms and conditions might be imposed, you know, on the border, you know, if and when, you know, it reopens? Those are things that need to be investigated. The issue of testing is a fascinating one. And, you know, if sports are going to resume, what would the government require us from a testing point of view? The real one of the complicated issues is the one of isolation. And I'm you know, reading the newspaper and listening to radio shows like yours, and I know the leagues are working on it. We are talking to the other leagues. It's a very complicated question of how do you isolate large groups of athletes. It's not just athletes, it's the coaches that go with them. You know, we often hear that the coaches, the players are this young, robust, remarkably resilient group, and probably the ones that are, you know, can best handle catching the virus. But, you know, you look around the world of sports and you see a lot of coaches and football operations people that are less, let's say, less young and potentially more susceptible to the negative effects of the virus. And that's got to be considered as well. It's not just the athletes that have to go back to work. Everyone else in the football or sports ecosystem has to go with them. And so, yeah, we're talking to them constantly. We've got a great group of doctors that are talking with medical officials, you know, constantly. But right now, I think you said it best. Way more questions than answers.
What would, based on the discussions you've had so far, individual team quarantines look like? I would imagine that every city and town that has a CFL team in our country has the ability to house teams in quarantined hotels or whatever the case may be. But that planning, I would imagine, would, or at least that investigation would have to be well underway, because you'd have to get a hotel on board. There would have to be quarantined hotel workers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this is going to have to be strictly regimented, I would imagine, Randy. All leagues are dealing with it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely spot on. And look, I think it may be why, I haven't spoken to Adam Silver at the NBA, but it may be why the NBA is considering one facility. And that way, you know, you can kind of coordinate and organize one massive facility at Walt Disney World in Florida, because it is complicated and there are lots of moving parts and you want consistency. You know, some of the things that are causing everyone stress is so you go through all of these elaborate efforts to get your players and operations staff together. But what happens if you get if the virus, starts affecting those players? We just saw that this week in the Premier League with six players identified as having got the virus. And you know that they're not actually back in their large groups at this point. They're still working in their much smaller groups, and yet they've got six players with the virus. So, again, all I think it points to is the fact that it's a very complicated question, and we just have to keep pursuing information and try to sort it out.
Do you envision hubs to limit travel? I mean, you're in a different situation. A lot of the bigger leagues south of the border are 30-ish, give or take, teams. The CFL is a 9-team league. Do you envision hubs?
Well, we're certainly talking about it. We have a working group that are investigating the hub scenario and looking at what it would take. Of course, if you take the NFL out of the equation, you know, our challenge is that the roster sizes are very large, so you know, that creates a complication. You know, the other thing that's interesting, I've been reflecting on all the various sports. You know, we are, the COVID-19 virus is a contact virus, and of course we have often been referred to as the ultimate contact sport. We're not exactly well suited to social isolation on the field of play. And that raises, again, all kinds of considerations when you consider offense and defensive linemen are literally, hitting each other essentially face-to-face, helmet-to-helmet on virtually every play. That creates a whole complexity of issues that we're going to have to sort out.
Randy Ambrosi is our guest. He is the 14th commissioner of the CFL. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
If the NFL if they start the season on time, are you going to feel any kind of pressure to maybe start if say you don't feel comfortable? Because what it's going to come down to with all the major sport leagues is what are the commissioners, what are the player associations going to feel is okay? When is it going to be okay to come back or safe? If the NFL does start their season and you guys are kind of on the fence still, do you feel any pressure to start the season?
Well, I think it's safe to say, and it's a great question, by the way, I think we're all feeling pressure, even when no one is playing at this stage. I think we're all worried about the effects of not playing. You know, we want to stay in contact with our fan. We want to be, of course, the word relevant is thrown out. But I believe in the end, the decision has to be made in the best interests of player safety and health and the safety and health of everybody in our football ecosystem. There are also, as you would well know, there are also financial considerations that have to be considered. So, yeah, the pressure is certainly there. But in the end, I think we've got to make the decision that is best for our league, best for our future. And if we have to endure some pressure along the way, then that's the way it'll have to be.
Randy, the CFL has made a $150 million request to the federal government for emergency funding. What is the state of that request at this time?
Well, the conversations continue. They've actually been very constructive. you know, the federal government has been creating programs, and, you know, you've seen those programs announced over the course of the past many weeks. They're asking us to look at some of the things they've already created that would apply to businesses all across the country. We are looking at those programs today and to see whether any of them apply. Look, I got to give full marks. First of all, we can all acknowledge that all governments, whether they be our federal government and the prime minister or the provincial governments and the premiers and the municipal governments, man, they're facing challenges they could have never predicted. They could never have conceived of finding themselves in an environment where literally every business, every industry is under siege. So, you know, we have had very good conversations with government. We're not going to be obstinate. We've had what I call productive discussions about the reality of how COVID is affecting our league and our industry, and we appreciate that they've listened to us. We also know we've got to get on with looking at solutions to our to managing our way through the crisis. We've got a great group of owners, and they all want this league to survive the crisis and prosper. So all of those efforts are underway. But for the most part, I give full marks to the federal government for being good listeners. I think they understand our predicament, and those conversations will continue.
In the worst case scenario, which would be, in my opinion, that a 2020 season is not played, and that would be because it cannot be played, is there concern about the future viability of the Canadian Football League?
Well, you know, one of the things that we have started to discuss is looking at how this virus has affected us. And it's actually helping to sharpen our focus on some of the challenges that we have been facing that have been masked by, you know, by a good economy and been masked by, you know, our on-field success. And I think it is time, and, you know, we've gotten lots of support from our governors to really do an assessment of what does the future of our league look like, and what operating model changes could we make that'll make us fundamentally stronger as a league. So, you know, look, I believe in the league. I believe that we've got a bright future. I do think this is time, essentially, how could I say it, maybe not to waste the crisis and use the crisis to identify where changes need to be made, so that we can continue. And that work is being encouraged and supported by our Board of Governors, and it will continue. But for the time being, look, I think we're like everyone else. We're waiting to see where this virus takes us. But from my perspective, the Canadian Football League is an important part of Canada. And we have a big opportunity going forward, and I don't want to lose sight of that.
Randy Ambrosi is the commissioner of the CFL. He's with us on Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. As a follow-up to that, Randy, the operational models to which you're referring, is that with a focus on potentially being less reliant on gate, given that, we all hope for some sense of normalcy here sooner rather than later, there could be a significant chunk of the population that, hey, may still love your league and want to watch it on TV, but have significant reservations about going to a stadium and sitting next to people they don't know.
Well, yeah, again, you're raising an interesting question, and one that I think we could all acknowledge is not just going to be a CFL issue, but it's going to be an all sports issue. You know, we don't know, we are hopeful, I suppose, that there will be a vaccine created. And once that vaccine is in place, that we can all resume a more normal operating model, and that our fans will return across all sports. And, of course, that's what we all want. But, right now we don't know what those effects will be. I think we have to account for the possibility that there will be concern amongst sports fans to pack into stadiums and arenas to watch their sports. So, yeah, you have to look at everything. And maybe what comes out of this, and, you know, there's some interesting ideas floating around our Board of Governors table. You know, maybe this is a time in which some creative ways to drive fandom and ultimately new revenue streams may just appear. The necessity is the mother of all inventions, and maybe this is the time where we see a little reset that actually could be positive for us rather than being negative.